You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Today, I will attempt to give an overview of what the United States is looking like right now.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel, but this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks.
The COVID-19 death toll in the United States has now exceeded the toll from the September 11th attacks, what many believe to be America's greatest tragedy. It is difficult to know what to expect in the weeks to come. Although South Korea and the United States both had their first confirmed case of COVID-19 on the same day, South Korea is at around 160 deaths and has flattened the curve. The US is at around 3,000 and has not.
I think it's a tribute to our testing. Number one, you don't know what the numbers are in China. China tells you numbers, and I'm speaking to President Xi tonight, I believe, and we'll have a good conversation, I'm sure. But you just don't know, you know, what are the numbers? But I think it's a tribute to the testing. We're testing tremendous numbers of people.
On the ground in Los Angeles right now, the only businesses open are the ones selling takeaway food, groceries, petrol, pharmacies, hardware, and guns. The police have been given no more powers than usual, but the force is starting to get sick. As is already happening in New York, the National Guard is likely to take over policing duties within 2 weeks, when outbreaks reach their peak.
Action to help New York, California, and Washington ensure that the National Guard can effectively respond to this crisis. The National Guard, these are tremendous people. They're fully on alert. We've signed what we had to sign.
Many states have just extended quarantine orders. While people may be able to pay rent for the month of April, not many can afford to pay for the next month. In the following clip, MSNBC's Katie Turr and New York Democratic Representative Max Rose talk about the National Guard's job in the coming weeks amidst rising restlessness.
I'm just wondering what you are prepared for in the future. I know the NYPD has numbers down, the FDNY has numbers down, the crime has gone down in this city, but desperate times make desperate people. And if this goes on for a long time, people aren't able to get their unemployment checks or their stimulus relief, or if they're getting sick and not getting treated.
Sure.
Are you preparing for a worst case scenario where the National Guard has to restore order in New York? Is that even being considered?
No, look, I think that is a worst case scenario. And our NYPD, our FDNY, I believe, is prepared for any eventuality. But with that being said, I do think that we have to do everything in our power to be supporting our law enforcement and first responders. We have to significantly ramp up testing for them. It has been one failure on the city's part that we're not testing them nearly enough. And that's critical towards keeping them on the front line.
Trump, however, seems positive about the return to normal.
We have to get back to work. Our people want to work. They want to go back. They have to go back.
But many still are at work. While Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos sold off $3.4 billion of stocks just before the COVID-19 market collapse, Christian Smalls, an assistant manager at Amazon's Staten Island warehouse facility, was fired after organizing a strike for social distancing reasons. After a worker at the facility tested positive for COVID-19, no real effort was made to sanitize the workplace or to provide sick leave. Here is Christian Smalls.
I'm being the voice of the people. I'm being the voice of the people that are afraid to speak up. I'm taking a stance against the company. I've been with the company a little over 4.5 years. And this right here is the tipping point for me. I'm standing up for those who cannot speak for themselves. What caused this walkout pretty much started a few weeks ago when I brought to the attention of the company that people were being sick in my department daily. I witnessed people have various symptoms, dizziness, vomiting, people fatigue. People were just being sick, and it was like a domino effect. I tried to escalate this to my senior team, my HR reps, and they pretty much shut me down. They're saying, you know, we have the unpaid option.
Workers from the grocery delivery service Instacart, who act as personal shoppers, walked out across the country on Monday. And workers from the Amazon-owned grocery store Whole Foods are set for a mass sick-out next week. Over to the hospitals. The privatized healthcare system in the US is now up against the face of a pandemic. 13 years ago, a group of public health officials in the US attempted to stockpile ventilators. But the project veered off course. A multi-billion dollar maker of medical devices bought the small California company, which had been hired to design the new machines. In the end, the project produced zero ventilators. But now these ventilators are desperately needed. Here is an emergency room doctor from Elmhurst in Queens, New York.
You know, we now have these five vents. We probably, you know, unless people die, I suspect we'll be back to needing to beg for ventilators again in another day or two.
So, amidst all this, what does this mean for the upcoming presidential election? Trump wants to lift the lockdowns in a matter of weeks, but as was proven in China and Italy, this time frame is nowhere near adequate. Along with President Trump, the Democratic frontrunners Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have been holding virtual rallies. But with life under lockdown, it's difficult to see and conceptualize who really has popular support. And most of all, it is difficult to see how an election could be held in worsening circumstances. There has been talks of the upcoming New York Governor Cuomo rising from the rubble as Franklin D. Roosevelt did during the Great Depression. But what is clear is that COVID-19 is not going to stop being a problem in the US anytime soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.